Yeah, it was a terrific day. Good, warmish sun came out, a bit humid, in fact, and there was quite a strong southwesterly, which affected them on the highest part of the course going over the Foyle Bridge and would have held them back in the run along the river from Bay Road right through to Cauchon. So times were a little bit less than we would have expected, but Freddie did as usual. Derry's favourite Kenyon, he won in 70.06, same time as the runner-up, Andrew Annette of North Belfast Harriers, with local man Foyle Valley, Scott Rankin in third, and City Derry Spartans Kyle Thurdy with a great PB of 70.26, just 12 seconds behind Scott. So we had four guys on the finish straight at the same time, but Freddie, as is his wont, was able to just do enough to withhold them. Different story in the women's race. Anne-Marie McGlynn, as you mentioned, Letterkenny AC, and Reston Dinstraban. Well clear of the runner-up, Ciara Toner of Springwell. And Anne-Marie posting 77.02, which took 50 seconds off Catherine Worski's best time course record dating from 2016, and Anne-Marie class apart here, obviously, and Ciara got a PB, and she ran 82.10 with Gemma McDonald from Ballycastle in third place, and a good run in fourth place by Denise Ward of Foyle Valley, who's a female 35 athlete, and went very, very close indeed to breaking 1:30, just missing out by about 30 seconds. So great performances by all concerned there on a day that was good and dry, and we missed the rain, but the wind would have obviously played its part in slowing the times.
Also, Gerry, just looking, I suppose, from a spectator point of view, big numbers out again, cheering on the runners, and that's very important as well.
Yeah, it is indeed, and the course lends itself to spectator input, and because it hugs the banks of the river, and it's certainly an attractive course for both runners and spectators, and the weather brings people out, as you know, and contrast to last year where it was wet and miserable most of the day, today was, as I said, bright and breezy, but people came out, and there was quite a big contingent in the finish area on the track at St. Columb's Park as the runners came across the iconic Peace Bridge and made their way along the waterside greenway to come into the track for the final almost 200 metres to the finish straight. So excellent stuff all around. The big entry, of course, and we had I think over 2,200 entries in total, and that included 95 relay teams of three persons. So we had about 2,000 runners on the ground on the day. Lots of volunteer marshals, and that was a feature of the race. And the runners each year always compliment us on the number of marshals we get out and how supportive they are, and with the supportive spectators, it makes the waterside one of the to-do half marathons in the country.
Also, Gerry, just looking at, I know it's your 37th year, and obviously it has gone from strength to strength, but the inclusion of the race as acting as a qualifier for the Northern Ireland squad and the Commonwealth half marathon, that has to be a positive as well for you.
Absolutely right. It was the Northern Ireland and Ulster Championships, and on that, obviously, the guys have already mentioned would have claimed the individual awards. And the team race is a very close team race. Well, perhaps in the men, City of Derry winning ahead of Foyle Valley with North Belfast third. So bragging rights in the men's locally goes to the Spartans this year. And in the women's race, was won by the Springwell Club, which is based around the Coleraine Limavady area. Foyle Valley ladies were second, led by, as I mentioned, Denise Ward in fourth. And from just across the border, Inishowen AC grabbing the team bronze medal in the women's race. So the attraction, as you say, of the first Northern Ireland qualified male and female to finish, automatic selection on the Northern Ireland team for the upcoming inaugural Commonwealth Marathon in Cardiff, I think, on the 7th of October. October. So Anne-Marie McGlynn would get an automatic selection there if she chooses to take it up. And it will be Scott Rankin. Sorry, no, it's Andrew Annette from North Belfast who just pipped Scott Rankin on that one. So that made a little bit extra spice to the guys up front having a go. So delighted with that. And we had the chairman of Athletics NI and a good friend of Ulster Athletics, David Seaton from North Down AC, down to present the awards. And of course, the mayor of Derry, Councillor John. His name's escaped me now.
You're okay, Jerry.
John Boyle, sorry. John Boyle was on hand as well to present the award. So another good year, as you say, 37 years, first run in 1981 when there was about 100 people around. So we've really, really developed the event in the years in between, and long may it continue. So the running boom's there, as you know, from length and breadth of the country, and we'll be looking forward already to September 2019.
Just going to, that was my next question to you, Jerry. All thoughts turn to next year. Suppose it starts for you straight away.
Yeah, the team that put it together, we work in conjunction with the Derry and Strabane Council on the event, and we'll have a post-mortem at some stage in the next week or so, put together the pros and the cons. And I have to say the pros were bigger this year, very much so than the cons, and include the weather in that, obviously. And we'll be putting together the package to see what where we go. And obviously, looking again, the Wall City Marathon will be the date is set there. That's for Sunday, the 2nd of June next year. And with all the events that are run in and around the Derry and Donegal area, an amazing amount of events, as you know. And there's something for everybody, from 5Ks to 10Ks, 10 miles, half marathon, and even ultra of events. There's lots of choice, and it's great to see so many people taking up the a very active and very, very rewarding sport.